You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. Good morning or good afternoon, maybe even good evening, depending on what time you have us tuned in here today. You have tuned in to WGOD, where God is always broadcasting, and that is if you take the time to tune in to His frequency. God's got a lot to say today on the subject of climate change. Everyone wants to talk about climate change. Political parties on either side want to talk about it. Some are alarmed, others poo-poo it, but there's one common thing, and that is no one ever mentions God, and everyone has forgotten God. Well, I'm here to remind everyone about God. First of all, that He's still on the throne today. Second of all, that God is sovereign. Third of all, that Jesus Christ is the one. In Him consist or hold together like glue, we read in Colossians 1:15 through 18. He has not given that up. He is still in charge. Then what does the Bible say about climate change? And that's what we're looking at here today. This is part two of this message now. This will conclude in tomorrow's program. And the Bible has a lot to say about it. Maybe you'd be surprised. And maybe you'd be shocked. People that say, hey, there's only 12 years left and then the world's gonna... You know, you could be more right than you think. The only thing is, don't go around blaming Donald Trump or some politician for climate change when you need to look up, lift up your head, because Lord willing, your redemption draweth nigh if your name's in the book. Climate change is real, but don't blame a politician for it, or don't blame someone with a gas combustion engine. But Almighty God is the one that's going to be responsible for it. That's what we're looking at. Here's part two of this message. In desperate times, people will do desperate things. 2 Kings 6:25. Now, there was a great famine in Samaria, and indeed they besieged it until a donkey's head was sold for 80 shekels of silver, and a fourth of a cab of dove droppings for 5 shekels of silver. Now, doing my modern math with Siri to help me, a shekel is worth about $2 today. So $160 for a head and $10 for some bird poop to eat. That's what happened the last time. There was a crazy drought here. And I thought broccoli was bad. Verse 26, then as the king of Israel was passing by on the wall, a woman cried out to him saying, help my king, my lord, O king. And he said, if the Lord doesn't help you, where can I find help for you? Then the king said to her, what's troubling you? And she answered, this woman over here said to me, give your son so that we can eat him today, and we'll eat my son tomorrow. So we boiled my son and ate him. And I said to her on the next day, give us your son. You know, I would have thought that would have held him over for another day. Would you be so quick to eat the next day after that? I think I'd go on a diet. How about you? Give us your son so that we could eat him. But she has hidden her son. Mama didn't raise no fool. In desperate times, people will do desperate things. Back to these two witnesses again. They have the power to shut heaven so that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. The verse continues. And, meaning not only that, is it not going to rain? They have the power over waters to turn them to blood and to strike the earth with all plagues as often as they desire or whenever they feel like it. So that's like turning Lake Mead and Lake Lanier, and let's throw in Lake Michigan. That's like turning them into blood. So, is climate change real? Not only is climate change real, climate change is the catalyst for the entire tribulation and the end of the world. Luke 21:25 says this: there will be signs in the sun, the moon, and in the stars, and on earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. You see, men will blame George Bush and Donald Trump, and they'll be too ignorant or filled with rage to see and understand the change in climate has come from God, not from man. Jesus continues, men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things coming on the earth. I guess they had the Weather Channel on for too long. If I see the Weather Channel for another hurricane, I'm going to go stark staring mad. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to happen, look up, lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. All of this, perhaps, I believe it, in your lifetime. In your lifetime. Next up, the great meteorologist, St. Peter. 2 Peter 3:3. Knowing this first, all right, let me give a minute. Some people would like to turn there. We're going to read six or seven verses from there. 2 Peter, after Hebrews, after James, 1 and 2 Peter, chapter 3. Knowing this first, that scoffers are going to come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue just as they were from the beginning of creation. But this they will willfully forget, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water, by which the world that then was perished, being flooded with water. Talking about what? Noah, the great flood. Verse 7, but the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire. I'm in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. They're reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as a day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but he's long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Now that is the future for planet Earth. But that's not God's desire for you. Look again at verse 9. It says, God is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. Peter continues,
The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements, or stoicheia, will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works therein will be burned up. So for all of those Democrat alarmists out there, whom the Republicans all mock, who claim there's only 12 years left until climate change destroys the world, guess what? You might be more close than you realize. Except don't blame Donald Trump for it. It's an act of God that's going to do it, not Donald Trump. Don't blame him. Blame God. The one voice you don't hear in any of this is God. God is the one responsible for what goes on here on planet Earth. Not man. God created this. The Bible says he holds everything together, and the time is coming when we're going to see this happen. The greatest threat is not to the water or to the planet. The greatest threat is to your soul. Once you see him, it's too late. You've got to believe and receive Jesus Christ today. Once you see him, it's too late. Write that down. Once you see him, whether or not by dying or him coming back, if you have not called that man in the glory Lord and bow the knee to him yet, once you see him, it's too late. Blessed are those that don't see, the Bible says, and yet believe. You got to call on them today. And don't let any of this stuff worry you about the future. You've got win, place, and show for every race. You know the future. You've got it right here. God has told you. You've got nothing to fear when your name is in the book of life. Amen? Nothing to fear. These people that don't know God, they run around scared to death, thinking the world's going to end in 12 years. Well, the world might end in 1 year. Are you ready? Is your name in the book? Heaven help you. These two witnesses show up here on Wednesday. Heaven help you. And I thought my biggest trouble was AT&T doesn't have the NFL network, and it ain't going to rain in 2022. You're going to wish the NFL network wasn't on your TV was your only problem. Because what happened before is going to happen again. Let me tell you, history, man does not change. Satan's been studying man forever. And he says, skin for skin. All that a man has, he will give in exchange for his life. That's what Satan's quoted as saying, and that's what he thinks about you. Every one of you. That you'll give your own, you will do anything to save your hide. 3.5 years with no rain. Maybe there's people here that have given someone $20 for a case of water when there's a hurricane. I don't ever learn my lesson. 2004, I got 2 bottles of water and a box of peanuts. And a hurricane wiped out Port St. Lucie, and I shaved by jumping into my roommate's swimming pool.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I did not make it. No, you didn't.
You are listening to